Astronomy Ireland. Good afternoon, David. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great. Now, it's going to be a big weekend for you, I believe.
Yes, it's all about the moon in the next few days. On Saturday night, we have our annual moon watch. So we do this every year around the equinox when there's a first quarter moon. So you'll see in the sky over the next few nights, the moon's roughly half sunlit. And that's good because where the dark side meets the light side on the moon is where the sun is rising. It casts very long shadows. So all the mountains, crater edges, all stand out with stark jet black shadows, making them very easily visible. And so there's a huge amount of detail visible along the moon's terminator, we call it. So this and the reason for March the equinox is that at that stage the first quarter moon is very high in the sky. The higher up it is, the sharper the views you get. So we're setting up some of the most powerful telescopes in the country to show people the moon in extreme close-up, like most people will never see it in their lives. And I've been looking at it through my telescopes for decades, and it never gets old. You always see something new. So we're hoping to blow people's minds on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at our headquarters in Blanchardstown, just outside WDM50, for anyone who's not in the city. You don't have to come into the city, battle the traffic. Dead easy to get to. We bring all your friends and family, and we will amaze them.
And tell me this, if somebody wants to go along, do they just turn up? Do they get a ticket? How do they do that?
Yeah, we want people to buy tickets for a few euros. It includes tea, coffee, biscuits, sweets for the kids on our website, astronomy.ie. We're a non-profit group. Small donations help keep the society going. Our volunteers will bring along their giant telescopes and let you look through them. There'll be a talk which I'll give about the moon and the fact that we're going back to the moon, starting with a mission around the moon next week.
Next week? This is NASA, isn't it? The Artemis program.
Yeah, this is the biggest news of the entire year, possibly of the entire decade in terms of space flight, because we've got 7 astronauts on the International Space Station. You can actually see them flying over every night this week. You go to, again, astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see our social media. 4 o'clock each day, we post the exact time to watch those 7 astronauts blazing across Irish skies. But there'll be 4 more astronauts going much further, about 1,000 times deeper into space than the space station. And they're going to swing around the moon to check out the systems to make sure it all works so they can land in 2 years' time on the next manned mission. So the astronauts themselves will be about 4,000 miles from the moon when they're looking out the window trying to pick a landing site for the future crews. And in fact, we'll get much closer than that with our telescopes on Saturday. So we'll actually have a better view. Now, okay, if they use binoculars or small telescopes, they could match our views. But we've got big equipment which will give people basically a bird's eye view of the lunar terrain, similar to what the astronauts are getting. So it's going to be an incredible next, less than now, 7 days of moon exploration.
Did you tell me that this Artemis, is it this Artemis 1 or Artemis 2?
This is Artemis 2. Artemis 1 went up, was it 2-3 years ago? And it was just to test brand new rocket, the space launch system, that it could go around the moon, that it works, and importantly, that it could re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and splash down safely before they put any people on board and risked human lives. That worked well. They learned a few things, made a few tweaks, and now Artemis 2 is due to go up on next Tuesday on a 10-day mission with people on board. 3 Americans, 1 Canadian, and then there'll be an Artemis 3 next year, which actually stays in Earth orbit, because now these test out the systems where you undock part of the craft. That would then eventually go down to the moon and then come back up, redock, and then fly back to the Earth. So that's what Artemis 3 will do. And then Artemis 4 will do the real thing and land boots on the moon. First time in over 50 years that anyone's been on the moon's surface.
Did you tell me, though, that Artemis 2 is going to go further out in space than any other crafts has gone?
Yeah, this particular mission is going to swing around the moon, so not go into orbit around the moon, and it'll be 4,000 miles away from the moon at its closest point. That's roughly twice the width of the moon in the sky that you see. And that distance puts them, or will put them next week, all goes well, further than any humans have ever been out into space. So they'll set a new record for the most distant humans from their home planet next week, or whenever the mission goes up. If they don't launch on Tuesday, they can launch over several more days and a few dates in April. And then should anything go wrong, there's often delays with these missions. There are more opportunities in May. It's going to happen this year. The question is, what will be the exact date?
That's the whole thing at the moment, isn't it? That's I'm going to even say, even for this weekend, it's fingers crossed that we get nice clear skies.
Yeah, and the great thing is that the moon is the brightest thing in the night sky. So if there's even a break in the clouds, we'll get to see it. All the telescopes will be there if people want to look at them and ask questions about them, if they're thinking of getting their own. And when the skies are clear, the view of the moon, it's peppered with craters, thousands of them. Some of them are as big as Ireland. And then there's all those dark patches you can see with the naked eye, which you think are even bigger craters, where the rock that hit the moon actually burst through its crust and let the hot rock from inside ooze out and settle as these vast lava plains. And all this seemed to have happened on the moon. I'll be explaining this in the talk on the night. Very early on, we're about 4.5 billion years old, the Earth and the moon. And in the first billion years, all this cratering happened, and it went fairly quiet. Basically, we swept up all the bits of stuff going around the sun in the first few million years. And so there's not much cratering going on. And on the Earth, we've got weathering systems that wear things out. We've got plate tectonics where the Earth's crust is moving around. That doesn't happen on the moon. No atmosphere, no plate tectonics. So the surface is frozen in time from roughly 3.5 billion years ago. And it gives rise to some incredible features that people will see in telescopes. I mean, you don't just see the craters in these telescopes. You can see the mountains inside the craters. Some of them have central peaks. And I've seen some of them where the central peaks are actually multiple peaks. And you can see the individual mountains in the center of one crater. And then thousands of craters like that. Mountain ranges, walls, rills, they're called, where the interesting things happened to the crust of the moon in ancient times. And it's still frozen there in time. So, I mean, it never gets old. You could stare at the moon all night long. And if you look at the next night in your own telescope, it'll look different. And that's what I've been doing for decades. We just wanted to share this with members of the public and help raise a few funds for the society. We'll tell people about our magazine, where they can get it, why they should get it every month. There's a lot more happening in the sky than just the moon. I mean, this Thursday, tomorrow night, the moon will actually be joined by Jupiter in the sky. If you look at the moon tomorrow night, you see a brilliant star right next to the moon. That's actually the planet Jupiter, and it will actually be on show at the event as well. We're going to point at least one of the telescopes at Jupiter because it's better placed than it will be till 2036. And people may know from spacecraft pictures about the great red spot on Jupiter, its huge swirling storm the size of the Earth. Well, we'll be able to show them that live in the telescope, something I'd say less than 1 in a million people have ever seen. So the annual Moonwatch is one of the biggest telescope events in Ireland every year. It's always extremely popular. I've seen lots of tickets being sold already. So bring everybody you know, we'll do the rest, and you won't be disappointed.
David, as ever, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Just before you go, just remind people, if they want to come along on Saturday night, what should they do?
Yeah, so it's Saturday night, 8 p.m. Just go along to our website, astronomy.ie. Very simple to remember. You'll see all about the magazine there. The events featured, of course, on the front. There's a monthly public talk online. You'll see details of that. And there'll be evening classes for beginners starting in October. So we're a very active society. In fact, we're the most popular in the world. So relative to population, there's more people in Astronomy Ireland than anywhere else in, well, let's say the universe, because we don't know of any other aliens yet. and everyone's welcome to join Astronomy Ireland. If you get the magazine, the weekly email, the things we do for our members, costs about €1 a week, which is next to nothing. And they say a hobby is the best thing for your mental health when times are tough, so I recommend astronomy.ie as a remedy for any of your woes.
Indeed, and as I say, for children of all ages.
Yeah, we particularly want to encourage the next generation to take up astronomy. They're our future. They're the people who are going to be working in these moon bases that next week, big NASA story is going to be all about. And NASA in particular, they held a press conference yesterday, really want to inspire the next generation, something we try to do ourselves. So, you know, if you've got any kids who have an interest in space, bring them along. They may end up working in the space business as astronomers or astronauts, who knows? But, you know, if they develop an interest in science, most of Ireland's economy is now based on science. We've got all these tech companies in Ireland. About 60% of our GDP comes from science. Agriculture, 10%. The construction industry at its peak during the Celtic Tiger boom years was only 20%, yet the science is today, and was back then, 60% of our economy. We're a science-based country, one of the richest in the world, the richest without oil. And in fact, we beat even some of the oil nations. So science is extremely important in Ireland. We've got a fantastic history and reputation in that area, considering our small population. And long may it continue, and anything Astronomy Ireland can do to help, we're there. Getting people looking at the moon on Saturday is one small step along that road. So bring all the kids and bring all your friends and family and everybody at work.
Indeed. And as you said, you will be discussing on Saturday night all about what the Artemis program is all about. And as you mentioned there, it's all about an end goal of setting up a moon base.
Yeah, this time we're going back to the moon for the first time in over a half a century, and we plan to stay. And the Americans are actually racing the Chinese, who said they're going to land people on the moon in 2030 or so. And they've got three astronauts on their space station right now as we speak. They've had it up there for several years. So they have marked space exploration as something very important in their future. And think of it, the American economy, the Chinese economy, the two biggest economies on the planet. Where are they focusing their future? Space. If you want to be involved in what the future of the human race is all about, start studying the universe. And do it with Astronomy Ireland. We're your National Astronomy Society, aimed at beginners, especially kids and families. You know, we're not for scientists. There's plenty of resources for them. They know what to do. But if you want to get introduced to astronomy, we'd love to see that smile come up on your face when we show you something like the moon live in a telescope on Saturday night. And the talk, I'm very excited about, obviously, the moon mission next week, and I'll be sure to include lots of details of that. And we'll take questions from the audience. And because we're publishing a magazine every month for the last three decades, we have to keep up to date with all the discoveries around the universe, about every single aspect of it. So, you know, it's a unique resource there if you have a question. It's like having an artificial intelligence that's not artificial.
That's it. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All the best. Take care. Stand that. There we go. That was the one and only Mr. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, and well worth checking that out.